This is KCUR 89.3. Fans of hard-driving blues in Kansas City enjoy an embarrassment of riches. Now, as KCUR contributor Bill Brownlee reports, a relatively recent arrival named Heather Newman is making her own mark.
Heather Newman has joined the ranks of notable blues women who have gained international followings while based in Kansas City. She moved here from Omaha 5 years ago. Newman is just 24 and isn't interested in preserving the sounds of the past.
Trying to get out of the traditional blues, which is what turns off the younger crowds. You know, we're trying to gain those followers who are going to keep this scene going.
Newman's career was sparked by sibling rivalry. Her older brother was in a blues education program for kids. She was jealous, so she started going too.
I started singing the blues around 10 years old. From a young age, I was being taught and directed by professionals.
She had a day job in a call center in Omaha. She left home when she was 19.
And I got the opportunity to move down to Kansas City to basically do music full time.
She played rhythm guitar and sang backing vocals in a band led by Nick Schneblin. As members of Trampled Underfoot, Schneblin and his sister Danielle Nicole are blues royalty in Kansas City. But that starting point became a stumbling block when a failed romance broke her heart. She sure looks a lot like me.
I wasn't myself. So it was kind of like that whole emergence for me as well as when it ended, I just kind of woke up, you know, and I just felt so free and I felt happy and confident again.
Newman made a clean break and became determined not to allow anyone to underestimate her.
I'm a small person, but I'm strong and I'm mighty. There isn't really anything that I haven't been able to do if I want to do it.
That includes reinventing herself as a bass player. She honed the sound of her band in area clubs like Knuckleheads. The blues world soon took notice of her brash sound. A couple years ago, Blues Blast magazine gave her the Best New Artist Debut Album Award and the Rising Star Award.
It was really a good starting point to get those first two right off the bat.
The record was also nominated for Best Emerging Artist Album by the even more prestigious Blues Music Awards. But Kansas City's Amanda Fish claimed the prize. Newman is philosophical about the loss.
Just being able to throw that out, you're a BMA nominee, is really cool because it does set you apart from a lot of other people.
Newman's recent record is even tighter. Richard Rosenblatt, the founder and president of the Boston-based label that released it, shares Newman's enthusiasm. He spoke to me via Skype.
She became a much stronger songwriter and a more confident performer. And, you know, she did exactly what she wanted to do with this record. And she's a great singer, a beautiful girl, and a great player.
Newman's trial by fire and longstanding interest in Egyptian mythology inspired the title track of Rise from the Flames. She says the lyrics are her testament.
I feel the fire all around me, but still I'm coming out in glory as I rise from the flames, a goddess of groove.
The self-proclaimed goddess of groove may be young, but she's already lived the blues. And as her hard-earned accolades show, the rest of the blues world is already grooving to Kansas City's latest export. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Bill Brownlee.
The Heather Newman Band performs at the Infinity Blues Festival at Knuckleheads on Friday, September 13th.